This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1349. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded March 6th, the Fortnight of Confusion. New country on shortwave broadcast. New schedules from Libya, Ireland, Sweden, Serbia. Reactivated Western Sahara and Guyana. Goodbye to a colleague. KXEL off for a week. And the propagation outlook. Whether we want it or not, daylight shifting time begins earlier than usual this year, Sunday, March 11th in the USA. And Canada is going along with us, except, of course, for Saskatchewan. I looked up what other countries are doing on the website www.timeanddate.com and was surprised to see that Mexico is not going along with the U.S. They're waiting to their usual date for time shifts, April 1st. Even more surprising is that Cuba is going along with the U.S., making their shift to UT-4 also on March 11th. Could hardly be coincidental, but why in the world would Havana want to keep in step with Miami? One hour time change affects international shortwave broadcasting, unfortunately, especially among private U.S. shortwave stations, most of which want to keep their clocks on the same local time, which means everything's 1 hour earlier by universal time. But this year, it's happening 2 weeks before similar time shifts are made in Europe on the last Sunday in March. And that also being the official date when the shortwave seasonal changes are made into the A07 season. With U.S. and perhaps Canadian programming shifting 1 UT hour earlier on shortwave, this could lead to some frequency collisions, unless frequency changes are also made to compensate for them. World of Radio is, of course, affected, so if you're used to listening to us at a certain time on a certain station, it may well shift 1 UT hour earlier, starting March 11th. But there have also been some other changes, which I'll try to update you about now. KAIJ, our newest affiliate in Dallas, Texas, has retimed the broadcast on 9480 from Fridays at 2 p.m. Central to Thursdays at 10 a.m. This week, that's 1600 UT, but during the rest of the spring and summer, it'll be at 1500 UT Thursdays on 9480. The other broadcast on 5755 for the time being remains Fridays at 5:30 a.m. Central, which is 11:30, shifting to 10:30 Universal Time. They've also made some other programming changes. Recommended is Ted Randall Interviews. It's scheduled, and I'll just give this in Central Time, Fridays at 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. At WRMI, the scheduling is not quite so straightforward because other things have to be considered, coordinating, for instance, with the WEWN usage of 9955. Check the radio schedules page at worldofradio.org for the latest info we have, both for the winter timings and the summer timings. However, Jeff White says that WRMI is now carrying World Radio Network Monday through Friday from 22 until 02 UT Tuesday through Saturday. 4 hours of programming, and that means that, among others, RTE in Ireland is back on shortwave through no effort of their own during the first half hour, I've heard it myself, at 2200 UT on 7385. Not sure whether that will continue after the time change, however. The other stations which follow are Romania, Netherlands, Russia, Israel, UN Radio, Vatican, and Slovakia up until 0200. Furthermore, the North American service of WRN is making a time shift, which means that all those shows should be 1 UT hour earlier from next week, whether or not they're on WRMI as well. And that also means that World of Radio will remain at the same local clock time in most of North America, but actually 1 UT hour earlier from March 11th. That is, Sundays at 0832 UT, Saturdays and Sundays at 17:32 UT. We had thought that Sirius Satellite Radio would no longer be carrying WRN on Channel 140 midday on Saturdays and Sundays. However, Harry Helms did hear World of Radio at 12:32 Central Time, so perhaps if there's no sports coverage to preempt it, we may still be heard at that time via Sirius. Greetings to those attending the 20th Annual SWL Winter Fest at Culpsville, Pennsylvania, March 8th through 10th. There will be some broadcasts from there, as usual, on WBCQ 7415, Alan Wiener Worldwide, Radio Timtron, Lost Discs, The Radio Operation, Lumpy Gravy, and Jen's show 867-5309. So keep an ear on 7415 for live broadcasts from Culpsville. Furthermore, Talk to America from the Voice of America Friday morning, March 9th, will feature Kim Elliott from Culpsville during the second half hour, according to an item Gautam Sharma found on the VOA website via Alokesh Gupta. That's 1430 UT on frequencies such as 9760 and 11655, 15205, among others. Opposition to the proposed cuts in Voice of America language services continues to grow. Rachel Bond forwards a release from Alan L. Heil, former deputy director at VOA and the author of the VOA history book, as of March 5th, that 11 former VOA directors have now called for a reversal of the plan to reduce VOA's presence on the world's radio airwaves. You can read the whole item in DX Listening Digest 7030. It's signed by Mary Bitterman, Robert Button, Richard Carlson, Jeffrey Cowan, John Hughes, David Jackson, Henry Loomis, Eugene Pell, Robert Riley, Peter Strauss, and Sanford Unger. Here's the conclusion of their statement. We urgently appeal for an increase of the proposed $178 mega VOA budget to $204 mega for fiscal 2008, beginning October 1st. This would be mandated to cover programming and transmission of the services listed above, 3.9% of the entire U.S. overseas broadcasting budget, a tiny but essential investment. Surveys show anti-American opinion abroad to be at an all-time high. At this critical moment, the U.S. simply cannot, for its own long-term strategic safety and security, unilaterally disarm in the global contest of ideas. Meanwhile, it appears VOA and some other stations are getting interference from WBOH in North Carolina. I've been hearing some rapid pulsing on approximately 5890 at 06 UT, where there's VOA in French, and on 5950, Radio Taiwan International in Spanish via Florida. It appears, but I'm not positive, these are coming out of the WBOH 5920 transmitter, which is exactly halfway between the spurs. I wonder if others are hearing this. I also heard them at 1253 UT when they were interfering with VOA Korean on 5890 and New Zealand on 5950. Several months ago, we uncovered plans for a new missionary shortwave station in Micronesia, specifically in Pohnpei, and now it has come on the air. It was first reported March 2nd by H. Yokoi in Japan of the Nagoya DX Circle and by S. Hasegawa, who sent the news on to us quickly. Frequency 4755.16 or 0.17 at 0828 March 2nd, an ID in English was recorded. The station does not seem to have a name other than that of the organization behind it, Pacific Missionary Aviation. Their previous publicity said they were installing a 500-watt transmitter to cover the islands too far from Pohnpei to be reached on their FM frequency 88.5, which they also mentioned. And it was also heard in Japan as late as 1300 UT, then by a number of other DX listeners. S. Wakisaka received an email reply from them, again sent on by S. Hasegawa. Thank you for listening to our shortwave station. We are still experimenting. We'll update our webpage soon with new information. We do not have a QSL card yet. Thanks for your encouragement. We'll send you another email when our webpage is updated. Pacific Missionary Aviation, signed by Roland Weibel, W-E-I-B-E-L. Another report from Takahito Akabayashi in Japan says it's been heard there as early as 07 UT, generally until 1100. You can reach their website via www.pmapacific.org. And if you're not sure where I said this is, I'll spell it P-O-H-N-P-E-I in the Federated States of Micronesia. And a follow-up from Seiichi Hasegawa as of March 6th says, I have not been able to hear this on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. So apparently it was only testing on the air on the 2nd and 3rd. But we assume they'll soon be back with regular broadcasts. Not too many other stations around 4755, but one to watch out for if you're listening before sunrise in Brazil is Radio Imaculada Conceição, which made it to Belgium. Maurice von Driescher reported them, however, in the evening at midnight 57 UT on 4755.40. And I'm not aware of anyone in North America yet hearing PMA. They may have gained a shortwave station in Micronesia, but they're still lacking their original shortwave stations in Papua New Guinea. Barry Hartley in New Zealand tells BCDX that NBC was still off the air. As of March 3rd, nothing heard on 4890-9675, nor from Radio Central on 3290. Ola Alm in Sweden tells DX Listening Digest, March 5th, that the Sound of Hope and Jammers are on partly revised frequencies. 9200, 10200, 13970, 14600, and 17330. The actual Sound of Hope program was heard on the 10, 14, and 17 megahertz frequency. On the others, he only heard Firedrake jamming. He says, always when I've heard Sound of Hope, they've been talking only without any music. So that seems to be the way to distinguish them. If you hear talk, it's Sound of Hope. If there's music, it's the jammer. Richard A. D'Angelo in Pennsylvania recently reported getting a QSL and some other stuff from the Voice of Korea in Pyongyang. And in the March NASA Journal, he explains that VOK is becoming a reliable QSLer in North America after many years of poor mail service between the USA and North Korea. The mail now goes through on a regular basis, which is good for the verification business. Alokesh Gupta in India forwards an article from www.dailynk.com by Kevin Kane, intern, about shortwave radios in North Korea. They're growing in popularity. More people are acquiring them through China for about $5. He's quoting someone named Ha, who stated that possessing a shortwave radio is against the law. However, those caught with them usually do not serve time in prison. Before the 1980s, a North Korean caught with a radio capable of listening to outside broadcasts could be sentenced to death. However, corruption in North Korea is too widespread for even Kim Jong-il to control. Corruption is a way of life. Consequently, the security agents only confiscate the radios as punishment and then turn around and sell them in the black market for their own personal profit. They do not record finding the radio because if they were to report its existence, they would not be able to sell them for their $5 value. A nice boost in income since they earn only $1 or $2 a month. On the other hand, if North Korean security agents happen to catch someone listening to foreign transmissions on a radio, the lawbreaker will likely spend time in a prison camp like Yodok, one of the many gulags in North Korea. Bernie O'Shea in Ottawa, Ontario, has been monitoring the new English broadcasts from Saudi Arabia and keeping us up to date on them. He says, why am I suddenly so enthusiastic about Saudi Arabia? It's the first time I've heard them in English. This is very exciting. Always something new in this wonderful hobby of shortwave listening. It's now clear that the English broadcast does run from 16 and almost until 19 UT on 17660. Unfortunately, colliding with WIFR Portuguese via Ascension during the first hour, so it depends whether propagation holds up from Saudi Arabia for the remaining 2 hours. Or I should say sesquiar, because WYFR is back on the frequency at 1830. After 1700, Bernie has heard programs such as Technology in Saudi Arabia or Children's Magazine. Is anyone else hearing it, he wonders? Yes, Christopher Lewis in England says Radio Riyadh's English service is giving excellent reception here at 1618 UT on 17660, only slight interference from WYFR. It's nice the English service is now on shortwave. At 17:05, the day he listened, they had a program called The Tune, with messages from listeners and songs played on request. And there is another English broadcast, as I mentioned last week, not likely to be heard much in North America, but okay in Europe, from 10 to 12 UT on 15250. First hour, however, blocked by China. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1349. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Steve Lair in Michigan, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain continues to monitor the clandestine for Libya, believed to be transmitted from Moldova, Salt al-Amal, on the 17 megahertz band between 12 and 14 UT, always having to avoid jamming on behalf of Libya. The frequencies lately have started to split between the 5 kilohertz steps to frequencies ending in 3 or 7. Ola Alm in Sweden has also checked this. And he says, for example, on February 28th, Salt al-Amal started on 17.622.5, then 17.627.5, and finally 17.637.5. The Libyan double jammer could only tune in full 1 kilohertz steps, so it could cause a 500 hertz beat with Amal, but not a zero beat. Jammers from TDF in France were barely audible due to poor propagation, but they seem to park on the 5 kilohertz channels each side of Amal. Since revised B06 and A07 schedules have been registered for Libya's relays via France, we were wondering whether these are actually on the air. Apparently not. Ola Alm in Sweden has been monitoring, and he says there are no relays currently via TDF, except, of course, for the jamming of Salt al-Amal. But the Voice of Africa programming itself now is emanating directly from Libya. They have two transmitters going, and he's observed this following approximate schedule. The times are rounded off. The exact times are up to the will of God, or whoever's in control in Libya, he says. 12 to 14 in Swahili on 21695 and 17725, the same two frequencies for English at 14 to 16. We often hear traces, at least, of the lower one. Then at 16 to 17 in French, on 15660 and 15220. 17 to 18 in French, on 11965 and 11860. And 18 to 20 in Hausa, on 11965 and 9885. Radio Nacional de la República Árabe Sahrawi Democrática, the Polisario station from Algeria to Western Sahara, had been missing from the middle of the 6 megahertz band, last heard on February 10th. But it finally was heard again on March 6th, says Wolfgang Büchel in Germany, and it was on exactly the two decimal places, 6,300 kilohertz. He was hearing a translation of a speech in French into Arabic around 1930, and quickly also reported at 20:45 by Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. Of course, it remains to be heard if they're going to stay on the air a while longer, and whether they'll stay on the same frequency, probably not, including the Spanish hour at 2300. Via BCDX, Finn Krona in Denmark has come up with some background information about the clandestine for Ethiopia called Andenet Le Democracy Radio, currently on 9445, certain days of the week, starting at 16 UT. They have a new website, and the station apparently results from a merger of several opposition parties. It's now www.kinijit.org, which says broadcast started on February 9th of this year. It's a branch of the Kinijit support group in the U.S. established in May of 05, a party dedicated to bringing peace, unity, and prosperity to Ethiopia through the democratic process. Giampiero Bernardini in Italy says he's been getting really good reception of the new Eritrean station, Radio Bana, on 5100, March 4th at 0415. Dragan Lekic in Serbia spotted a change to the website of International Radio Serbia, saying that effective March 5th, they would expand their transmissions earlier in the afternoon, hoping for better reception in Europe. This includes English to start at 14 to 1430 UT, all transmissions still on 6100 kHz via Bijeljina across the border in Bosnia. And then they remain on the air in a variety of European languages until 2200, a few of them on weekdays only. And the other English broadcast daily at 1930. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says, despite extensive monitoring for this, I've never heard it since mid-September. And not since the March 5th changes either. Only DRM from Luxembourg, covering the range from 6087 to 6103. And Roberto Scaglioni in Sicily says, no trace of it here either. However, Mike Barraclough in England was able to hear 6100 at 1929 UT March 6th using upper sideband, so it was almost clear of DRM splash from 6095. However, it still co-channeled a China Radio International in Russian on 6100. He could not be positive, in fact, that the language from Serbia was really English at that time. DX Mixtures in Bulgaria says the collision problem for 6100 from China runs all the way from 17 to 22 UT. And they also collide with Iran at 1830 to 1930 and 2030 to 2130, and with India's Radio Free Kashmir from 1430 to 1530. Media Network quotes italradio.org about the situation at Radio Budapest. A reorganization of regional and minorities programs at Hungarian Radio has merged the external service with the new channel MR4. Radio Budapest, the external service, is phasing out the use of freelance staff. All freelance contracts were terminated 28 February, leading to the immediate closure of the Italian service. German is also affected, had reduced weekend broadcasts. French and Spanish are expected to suffer cuts in production, leading to more repeats and music fillers. The shortwave airtime released by the closure of Italian and cuts in others will be filled with Hungarian or musical programs. So it appears English is not affected, at least it has not been mentioned in connection with this. We mentioned last week that the Italian program was ending. However, on the day after March 1st, Dario Monferini found they were at least still playing some Italian music during that time period, 1730 on 3975 and 6025. We were very sad to hear of the death of David Hermges. As reported March 2nd on the ORF website via Hubert Kubiak and Herbert Meissner ADX via Wolfgang Büschel. He was the head of the shortwave service of Austrian radio. He died in Vienna following a lengthy illness at the age of 78. He was born in England, but spent much of his life in Austria. His voice was very well known to listeners of Austrian radio, and we especially appreciated his program Shortwave Panorama, to which I contributed for a number of years. Alokesh Gupta and DXMix News Bulgaria forward news that Radio Sweden has changed to frequency, finally trying to avoid interference from Taiwan, 11550 during the English broadcast from Sweden at 1330 and 1430 to Asia. The new frequency from Herby is 12070. Remember when Brazil had an external service, Radio Braz, even in English? Well, now they have sort of resumed that, but on a very small scale. In its panorama column, Via Conexión Digital, Celero Mais in Brazil, says they have a little program in Portuguese which is being broadcast by RDP International in Portugal. It's on Wednesdays at 1725 UT on 15475, which he heard himself on February 7th. It's called Brasil Hoje, Brazil Today. Steve Wood in Massachusetts says, I got my first confirmed reception of the Voice of Guyana in several months, a fair signal at 0337 UT March 2nd on 3291.1. The usual utility QRM was causing problems and a good amount of static. The program was funeral announcements and messages to relatives regarding the death of a loved one. Somber music played between announcements, ID at 0359, and into BBC News at 0400. Glad to hear Guyana again. However, XCYU, Mexico City, Radio Universidad, is missing again. As of March 6th, we haven't heard it for a few days, on approximately 9599. But when conditions are favorable, we still hear the much weaker university station in San Luis Potosí on 6045, always with classical music. The ice storm in Iowa knocked several stations off the air. As of Sunday afternoon, February 25th, WMT 600 was missing. According to Bob Timmerman, via Curtis Sadowski on the WTFDA AM list, came press reports from the Waterloo-Cedar Falls Courier via Curtis Sadowski and Mike Terry that KHKE, Public Radio 89.5, lost the top half of its tower, knocking them off the air. Another station missing was KCNZ 1650 in Cedar Falls. Its antenna suffered some kind of damage, and its absence allowed more people to hear the new station in Montreal, CJRS, on 1650. KXEL 1540 in Waterloo also went off the air Sunday afternoon, February 25th, and it turned out remained off the air for more than a week. This is a major 50-kilowatt station. It turned out it was simply a matter of power lines being down, but it took the crews that long to repair it, and it led to some questioning on various DX lists about why in the world this major station did not have a backup generator. Perhaps they will before another ice storm. Its absence allowed people to hear many other 1540 stations it normally blocks. Nigel Pimlet in Alberta heard WDCD in Albany, as well as the Bahamas, ZNS on 1540. On the Real DX Yahoo group, he said having KXCL off the air for a week has been a rare opportunity to DX the frequency. I've been going over some tapes. A Radio Bahamas Network ID was heard at 11 UT February 28th, a rare one for those of us in Western Canada. It's even rarer in much of North America because of its usual directional pattern. Here's what KXCL put on their website. The recent ice storm caused a collapse of electrical transmission lines to our transmitter site near Dysart. According to officials from Alliant Energy, service may not be restored before March 4th. I'm holding off going into much detail about what will be happening for the A07 season from March 25th. However, Jose Bueno points out that Radio Nederland has already posted their new schedule for Spanish broadcasts, which contains this interesting bit of information. They'll be using the Sinish Portugal relay site, which they've not done before, on 6165 kilohertz for Spanish, 4 hours straight, starting at midnight UT. This is formally and currently is coming from Bonaire. They're hoping for improved reception in northern South America, Central America, and the Caribbean, but I expect the reception will not improve here in North America. I believe the English broadcast at the same time, that is from midnight to 02 UT, will then be on 9845, still via Bonaire. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 6th. Solar activity very low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 5 on March 12th and 26th, down to 5 and 2 on March 8th to 10th, 16th to 24th, and 28th to 31st. Solar flux bottoming out at 70, accounting for poor reception lately, until March 11th, then up to 75. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1349.